Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Proclaiming the good news and those who believe it and are willing to walk by faith even though they don't see and feel are counted worthy of all that's coming in the world to come and the kingdom. Can you say amen? Amen. Those who refuse to believe Him and refuse to submit to Him and bow their knee to His Lordship are unworthy. And it's not that God sent people to hell. They judged themselves unworthy because the message is going out to the four corners. And whosoever will. How many are so glad for that? Whosoever will can come and believe. Can you say amen? Aren't you glad the Lord helped you to have enough sense to say yes and to believe and to follow and obey? Glory to God. Well, even though the earth is not physically without form and dark and empty, spiritually, there is darkness on this planet. Right? And spiritually, there are people who are empty. So does the Spirit of God still hover? Does He still respond to the spoken word of God, to faith released through words? My. God said, light be. And what happened? How? Why tell us a few words before that the Spirit of God's hovering? Why tell us that right before we hear light be? Because the Holy Spirit is the person of God on the surface of the planet who manifests the power that causes the Word to be manifested and what God said to be done. Hallelujah. Does it still happen this way?
Yes.
Oh, my. We ought to be charged every time the Word of God is going to be spoken. Oh, y'all are not completely with me on this. Now, let me say it better. Is this the last time God said anything when He said, let there be light? Was that it? How about the next verse? And the next, and the next, and the next book, and Matthew, and Luke, and John, and Acts. And does He still speak today? There is no word of God without power. Hallelujah. There is, you know, Luke talks about this. Ecclesiastes says these things. No word of God is without power or incapable of being fulfilled. But before He said it, He was sure of it. Before He said it, He knew everything that it would take for it to happen and materialize and be established forever. He knew all the repercussions from it before He ever said it. He knew the end from the beginning of it. So when He said it, all the power for it to manifest is there, and all the power to sustain it through eternity is there. Hallelujah. And as you notice, this was quite a while ago, and we still got light. Ooh, hallelujah. Come on. Go ahead and enjoy yourself some tonight. Don't stifle and hold back. We still got light. What I'm saying is every time you and I prepare to hear and speak the Word of God, what should we also be thinking? The Holy Spirit is hovering over this. Ready, prepared to manifest this word. Come on, just lift your hands and praise God some right now. Father, we thank you. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, the Spirit of God. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the Spirit of the living God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. That includes every time you start to read your chapter. Is it the Word? We have to watch losing expectation and settling for so little and expecting to go and hear a few words and take a few notes and go home and eat. So many times people, they do not have a picture of the Spirit of God hovering, all powerful, ready to manifest what God has said. They just have a picture of their intellect getting fed, going, Now that's interesting, isn't it? And that's the end of it. Going. Oh, but you get a church full of people. Praying the Spirit half the day. I didn't say you had to be by the bed with your hands folded. You're praying while you're doing stuff and while you're working, and you're conscious and cognizant and aware of God's presence in your life. And you get a whole church of people come like that. And they're all thinking, from the preacher in the front to the person in the back. Everybody's thinking, the Word of the Lord. The Word of the Lord. Oh, and when the Word of the Lord comes, the Spirit of the Lord manifested. And we don't do things by rote. And we don't do things with no expectation and no faith. Can we grow in this? Yes, 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 yes. There's individual faith, but there's corporate faith. I mean, it's one thing for me to believe God and ask the Lord for something at my house or in this building. It's another thing for him not to just hear Keith. He hears this church family. He hears this body of believers. The Bible said concerning Israel when they were in Egyptian bondage, he said, their cry has come up before me. What, Joe Smith's cry? No. The nation. He heard a nation asking him for help. It wasn't Joe Smith in one corner. It was the nation. Now, you don't have to have 100%, but there's got to be a substantial representation. And you notice when the Holy Spirit fell on the day of Pentecost, what was going on? It wasn't just Joe Smith and Jane, you know. No. They were together in one place, one accord. They're believing God. What are they believing for? He told them to wait, right? For the fulfillment of the promise. So they are believing for what's happening here in Genesis. They're believing for the moving of the Spirit of God. They don't know exactly how it's going to be, nor do we. But we can believe. You don't have to know all the details. You just believe for Him to show up. If we all fall out on the floor and sing in tongues for 3 hours, great. If we jump and run the aisles and shout and are ecstatic, great. If we fall and weep and get revelation and repent, okay. Right? We don't know exactly what, but we must believe for the moving of the Spirit. And not just when you get to church, not just when you get to church. He can move on you in your house. You can be sitting in your big favorite chair with your shoes off. Huh? Now, if you got all that junk on TV blaring, but if you're sitting there communing with Him, Should have seen the looks I got across the crowd just then. Hey, that's the way it is. But if you're communing with Him and you got time for Him and you're focusing on Him, the Holy Ghost can come get in a chair with you. I said, well, He's already in me. I don't know that. But apparently, if you would say something like that, you don't know that even though He's in you, He can also be on the other side of the world at the same time, and He can also be on you. And when the Holy Ghost comes on you, upon you, you don't have to look at your neighbor and go, is He here? You don't have to ask anybody. He's real. He just is real as any human person that you have ever seen or known. Only much greater. You talking about somebody who knows everything? He really does. And what did Jesus say? He'll bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I've said to you. He'll lead and guide you into all truth. He'll even show you things to come. Are we believing for this? Yes. Are we believing for the moving of the Spirit in these areas? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Did you get this picture? The bleakest, darkest, coldest, deadest situation imaginable. And the Spirit of God's already there. Husbands or wives say, we don't love each other anymore. Our kids are crazy. No money. I'm so far in debt. How could I ever get out? The Spirit of God's already here. He's already over your life already. Did you hear me? Can He fix it? How silly it would be to ask a God who creates planets and stars if He could pay your little bills or tweak your little emotions. I'll help you with your silly stuff in your marriage or what you think is so serious. Can we back up and sit from His perspective? I mean, nothing in your life is He going to go, whoa. Now that's a mess. He's seen it all. I was telling Phyllis the other day, I was communing with the Lord about some things, and He said, I've seen a lot worse than what you're seeing now. Talking about the planet. We tend to think the planet's in the worst shape it's ever been. Not true. No, it's been in much worse shape before. And He's seen it all. And heard it all. And nothing scares Him. He already knows exactly how to fix everything.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me